Good morning, everybody. I'm Jordan Andrews here, and I decided to do a podcast this morning because, you know, this morning looked like a beautiful day. No clouds in the sky from where I am at. So I say, let me just get to it and make a podcast. I make a early morning podcast and stuff like that, and give some motivation for some people in the morning to, you know, uplift their spirit. Because some people went to bed, very angry at their significant other, angry at the world, angry at something else. And my thing is, to go sleep in anger and wake up in anger, that's not right. So let me just get some motivation out there to help some people out. Hey guys, I'm back. I hope you all like the intro song. Let me know if you all like it or not. Yes, I just want to put some motivation out there, because let me just touch bases on the significant other part, and I'm going to move on to some various of motivation stuff. But let me get significant others out there first, because a lot of people seem to have a lot of problems with their significant other, because they feel like they're carrying the weight of the relationship, they feel like they're carrying the bills, they feel like they're carrying everything, and their significant other just dragging their feet and just in it for the moment, or feel like they're just in it because they're comfortable. And some people, and I mean, if you've been doing the same thing for the last 6 months, and to be honest, you're not getting anywhere, they're not getting it. Just sit down and have a conversation with them and try to get them to understand where you're coming from, and not try to nitpick on it and then start an argument, because an argument is never good, especially when they feel like they're doing everything right and you have the problem. That's what I have learned. Make sure you affront them and you tell them, hey, this is not going well, and this is I feel like you're doing this, and I feel like you have this. I'm not accusing them, but I just have a conversation, this is how I feel. And then a lot of people, then you also have to be careful too. You also have to know your partner too, because your partner and your significant other too, because some of them do take offense at certain things that you say, and they feel like you're just trying to get them to go there and do something, when which in that you're saying that this is what I'm seeing, and this is what this is a problem with me and everything. But And then you have some of them who tell you, when it comes to an argument, you did this wrong, you did wrong, that. And that is never a good time to bring up something, especially in an argument. An argument is never a good time to bring up anything about anybody. So no, I don't just sit down and have a conversation and try to get them to understand what's going on. And also in the work field, if you feel like someone is always downing you, always trying to get you to quit, always trying to tell you, oh no, you don't belong here, this and that, you have to remember who gives them the right to tell you don't belong somewhere. Like, try to channel some good. And even when, and how someone told me is, when someone gives you something bad, you challenge, if someone gives you something negative, I should say, channel it into something positive. And that's what I've learned to do. And even in the field that I'm in now, it's very competitive, and a lot of people will try to get you to quit. But you also have to remember is that, one, you are building home. Two, you have a lot of things you want to get going. And three, you shouldn't let no one, and I mean no one, put you out of your job. Like, seriously, no one should put you to... Yeah, no one should be able to put you out of your job. Like, seriously. No, if I keep repeating myself, I'm just reading something right now, and I'm trying to, you know, read and record at the same time. But yeah, hold on to the break. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back, everybody. Like I said, try not to let people always try to get you to do the negative. Like, don't try people to, because some people in this world just wake up in the morning and try to say, oh, who I'm going to piss off today. And don't even engage in them. Like, even, like, some people who work in a fast food restaurant, some of them is get up mad, go to work mad, and they'll serve you mad. But you have to remember that you don't know what some people be going through. So try not to snap at them early in the morning, and try to understand where they come from. Even just try and have a conversation with them. No, sit down and say, hey, I feel like you're giving me bad service. Let's have a conversation. If they choose to carry anywhere further, then I wouldn't tell you, I'm not going to tell you to engage them, but try just to walk away and say thank you very much, and then get your food and just like leave. Like, because trust me, a lot of people out there strive on the negative. That's how they survive, and they only know about living in the negative. So yeah, I hope my motivation talk was good this morning, and try to get everyone going and try everyone to, you know, get into more happy spirit, whatever that. And hopefully I'll record on my lunch break, because I am about to leave out to go to work. So yes, I have a job. I haven't gone into this full time yet, so I have a job. I have to keep my household and everything. So but like I said, I'm trying to get on my lunch break and try to record. If I don't, I'll record in the evening time, because my next topic is gonna be WWE women of the 90s and the 2000s, like all the women wrestlers that was very competitive and stuff like that. I always were talking to people about those women women competitors, because they really left a mark on WWE. And as I watch WWE now, I could see what they went in back then, what they was trying to do, and now that they did it back then, now it's possible for some people to get it done. Yeah, so WWE women, I'm going to talk about in my next podcast. But guys, thank you all for listening. I'm Jonathan Andrews, and enjoy your day.